Praise the Lord. Wonderful to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Beautiful presence of the Lord as we adore and lift up our hearts to the Lord. Well, tonight the message is, don't lose your patience. There are a lot of things that want to try our patience, you know. But the Bible is full of exhortation, don't lose your patience. Let's begin with Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 12, 1 to 3. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. The Bible says, let us run this Christian life, this race of faith, with endurance, with patience, lest we become weary and discouraged. Lest we become wearied and discouraged. The King James Version says of verse 3, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. The danger when we lose patience is that we become wearied and then go further and faint, lose heart. Three levels: patience, step downward, weariness, not tiredness, weariness. There's a difference between being tired and being weary. If you're tired, get a rest. But if you're weary, you can't sleep yourself out of weariness. You can't vacation yourself out of weariness. You have to get back into God. Three levels: patience or endurance, step down, weariness, another step down, you faint, you lose heart. Three levels. And let's see these afresh tonight from the Word of God. Maybe they can help us, put some endurance into us. You know, Jesus knew how critical patience is in the Christian life, and that's why he commended it so. The word patience is the Greek word hupomone, and it means steadfastness, constancy, steady continuance, cheerful endurance, patient perseverance. Again, the word patience, let us run with endurance, let us run with patience this Christian life, meaning steadfastness, constancy, steady continuance, cheerful endurance, patient perseverance. Jesus, of all people, knows what it takes to run this Christian life, to run this life for him, to live for him, to live in faith in this world, to overcome obstacles and difficulties. The Bible says he endured such contradiction of sinners. He endured warfare. He endured entrapment, the snares of the enemy. He endured criticism. He had to deal with the day-to-day life, the mundane aspects of life, the day-to-day grind, as some would say it is. He knew all about it. The Bible says that he ran with patience. He ran with joy. He ran so that he could qualify himself in the presence of his Father. He was the one who could give his life as a sinless sacrifice for all of us. How many are thankful that Jesus endured the cross? He endured the cross. He patiently persevered. He was constant under trial. And because of it, he is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And the promise of God is looking unto Jesus, looking unto Jesus, that we would run the race as he did with that constancy, with that perseverance, and that one day we know we as well will be in the kingdom of our God in heaven, and we will be seated on thrones, rejoicing and glorifying the Lamb of God forever. Well, First Thessalonians 1:3, the Apostle Paul says, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope, that steady endurance. Patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of our God and Father. Revelation 1:9, I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience. The endurance, that constant perseverance, that unswerving faith. He said, and the patience of Jesus Christ. How important this patience of Jesus Christ is in our lives. This endurance, constancy, cheerful persistence. We just keep pressing on with the Lord. It takes patience to serve the Lord. It takes patience to wait for the coming of Jesus Christ. It takes patience to live for the Lord with all your heart. In spite of the trials and negativity and difficulties of this life, all the things we endure, the battle, the testing of our faith, the trying of circumstances, it takes constancy. It takes this patience of the Lord in our lives. It takes patience to keep praying, to keep worshiping, to keep attending church. It takes patience to build a life, to build a family, to build a church. Labor can be tiring. But in the natural, you can't build anything in this life without patience, without that constant pressing forward to accomplish. And in the Spirit, we will not accomplish anything either unless we have that spirit of patience, that constancy, that persevering spirit that takes us through. Revelation 2:2-3. Jesus said to a certain church, I know your works, your labor, your patience. I know your patience. I see your endurance, your cheerful constancy, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you have, listen to these words, you have persevered and have patience and labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. What a level. Jesus said, you have not become weary. Three levels: patience, weariness, fainting. This church was at the highest level. They didn't even fall to weariness, let alone fainting. They had that spirit of constancy. They had the patience of Christ in them. They had the spirit of perseverance working in their hearts so that they could maintain a high level of constant endurance in the walk with the Lord, in the kingdom service. What a level. I'd like to maintain that level. 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. The highest standard is patience, constant endurance. You just live right in there. You don't change. Not bumped about. Emotions may come and go. Thoughts may come and go. But there's something about your constancy, your character, your steadfastness, your service, your ministry. You don't budge. You keep going with God. Well, you might say, well, you know, weariness is normal. You know, sure, we'd like to live at a patience level, but, you know, weariness is normal. Well, I guess it can be. But it's also a temptation that needs to be overcome. And we see it in the Word tonight. It's also a temptation that needs to be overcome. We have to catch ourselves before we land on weariness. In case we go on to fainting, where we lose heart, and people become what? Listless, despondent, careless, indifferent. It's tragic when you see someone that has given up on life. And now they're unmotivated. They shuffle along. There's no spark in them. There's no fire. And how much more tragic when that happens to a Christian. When somebody in the natural has lost their endurance, their spirit of faith, in a natural sense even, you can see it all over them. You see it in their walk, you hear it in their talk, you see it in their actions, you see how they move along in life. And it's so in the spiritual. You can tell when things are changing. When things are changing. We have to catch ourselves before we fall to weariness and then on to fainting. Let's ask ourselves tonight, are there any signs in me that I'm falling onto weariness? What's going on inside of me? How's my attitude? How's my behavior? How's my Christian constancy? Is there somewhere, if we're honest with ourselves, say, I can see I'm falling from high constancy, determination, cheerful continuance with the Lord, steadfastness of faith. I can see some signs that I'm breaking down a little bit. Well, the Holy Spirit is here tonight to help every one of us. So you get back to that level. You get back to that high level of patience, like that church in Revelation. They were not even wearied. They were walking in such constancy with the Lord in their life, in the ministry of the church. Colossians 1, 10 to 12. The Apostle Paul, his prayer, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy. What's the difference between patience and long-suffering? Well, patience has to do with circumstances, and long-suffering is the word that's used when you need patience for people. Long-suffering. Look at these scriptures. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Three levels, and the highest level is that constancy with the Lord. Patient. I noted four areas here tonight really quickly. Patient number one in trials incident to the gospel. 2 Corinthians 6:4, but in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God in much patience, much constancy. Things coming against, opposition, trial, difficulty, in much patience. He said, we just keep on as the ministers of the Lord. Good evening, ministers of our God. You're going along so nicely, enjoying your ministry, the anointing God's given you, and somebody treats you disrespectfully. All of a sudden, you're faced with a trial incident to the gospel, and there are many of them. We're serving the Lord. We want to give our lives to Him, serve Him with all our heart, and this buffeting comes, and some opposition, and difficulties, and things that get in our way and get in our face, so to speak. The Bible says we must be patient in trials incident to the gospel, to not be moved by those things, but to keep moving. Patient. Secondly, when under training and refining. Patient when under training and refining. The training of the Lord. Hebrews 12:11 says, now no chastening, training, disciplining seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. A few verses earlier, it uses that word patience. It says, if you endure chastening, you are sons and daughters of God. And the word endure is that word. It's in the verb there, but it's the word for patience. You have to endure training. We have to endure the refining, the discipline of the Lord, what He's trying to do in our lives. It doesn't seem to be joyful, but it's part of what He does. We must be patient when we are under training and refining. Sometimes you just know after a few days or a few weeks, I am under the disciplines of the Lord. He is working something into my life. He wants to bring some change in me. He's trying to get some attitude out of me. He's trying to get some character deficiency out of me. He wants me to be more glorious in this area or that. And we must be patient when we're under that refining. Not move out the side. Not slip out the side. Say, Lord, you deal with me. Take me through. Three, we must be patient when facing undeserved affliction. 1 Peter 2:20, for what credit is it if, when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. Sometimes, as the Bible says in the Psalms, men ride over our heads. Decisions are made. Situations come over which we do not have control. And we end up in a suffering. We end up in a battle. We end up in difficulty. Jesus says, the Bible says, endure that patiently. Stay constant. Stay steady. Keep moving through. Because if you have that spirit, this is commendable before God. Final one, patient. In well-doing. In doing good. Galatians 6, 9 to 10. And let us not grow weary while doing good. Let us not grow weary. Let's not get wearied while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not faint, lose heart. The three levels are right in that verse. Let us not grow weary. Keep that patience. Keep that constancy. Keep that endurance in doing good. Because we don't want to lose heart. We don't want to be wearied and lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. What a lesson in this verse. God wants to keep us at a high level. He doesn't want us to be wearied. We fall to weariness. And He sure doesn't want us to faint, to lose heart, and take ourselves out, and not be profitable, and not live high-level standard of Christian life, a victorious, joyful, overcoming Christian life. And this is for all areas of our life, domestic, social, spiritual, church, this level of perseverance with the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's have the worship ministry come, and we're going to close out with Isaiah 40. Well, the three levels are in this verse 2, in this passage. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. He's patient. He perseveres. He's constant. He never fails. And that's why we trust him. He's never going to speak out of turn. He's never going to have an ulterior motive dealing with us. He will never take up a bad spirit. He is faithful. He is constant. He perseveres. He doesn't change. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. He doesn't get wearied. He'll never faint. He is constant. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. He gives power to the weak. When you feel weak, there's an answer. When you feel without strength, there's an answer. It says, even the youths shall faint and be weary. Even the youths will lose their patience, that constant endurance, that high-level perseverance. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, faint. It's talking about people who take hold in the natural. Natural enthusiasm, youthful exuberance, excitement about following God will not hold us. It'll fail us. We need something more. Oh, it can carry us for a time of emotion. It can carry us when things are good. But if we're going to be totally steadfast and sure with God, we need something far greater than that. We need the power of God. We need the strength of God. And so it says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They will run and not be wearied, this certain group. They shall walk and not faint. They're moving at that high level, aren't they? It's for those who wait on the Lord. The word wait, as you know, means to bind, to twist, to braid, to take our life and intertwine it so tightly with God that, wow, to break us, you have to break God. I'm not close to him. I'm not intense with him. We all know that we are just a thread of a life. There's not a person here, there's not a human person that is not weak in themselves, so fragile, so easily broken. In fact, people can't take too much, and they start coming apart at the seams, don't they? But there is a place. It's in God. Those who will bind themselves in with God. Sometimes the thread of our life gets a little loose. People have been pulling on us. Circumstances have been pulling on us. The world scene has been pulling on us. And sometimes we get a little loose. We have to get back into the Lord. Those who wait on the Lord, the Bible says, those who continually, daily bind their life in with God, check themselves, watch to see that no weariness, temptation is taking hold of them. Those that walk in that kind of measure, the Bible says they will run and not be weary. They will walk and they will not faint. They will live in that high level of constancy with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They'll run this race with patience and endure. Live a victorious life. Be useful for the Lord. Not get taken out by emotions and feelings and people and circumstances, trial. walk in high-level faith, walk in high-level endurance. I think we should ask the Lord tonight to strengthen us with patience. Strengthen me with constancy, Lord. Strengthen me tonight. Maybe the Holy Spirit's speaking to you and you see some area where, you know, the strands of your life are a little frayed, maybe in some relationships, maybe in some circumstance, maybe at your occupation. And you know, if I don't get a hold of this, it's going to get worse. Maybe you're wearied. Get back into God. There's only one answer. Get back into God. I said earlier, there's a difference between being tired and being weary. Tiredness is one thing. Get some sleep. Weariness, there's only one way back to a higher level, and that is to wait on the Lord, get closer to Him, get more intense in His Word, get into the worship service with joy and gladness, get into the prayer service of the house of God. Let the Word of God fill your mouth, the confession of your lips during the day. You are speaking the Word of God and living in His power and presence. That's how we rise to live in the patience of Christ. Well, let's stand together tonight. Hallelujah. My, a life of constancy. You know, God has to even train this patience into us, doesn't He? When you're young in the faith, or when you're a teenager, young person in the house of God, or young adult, sometimes, you know, God, you got to do a deeper work in me. You got to do something far stronger in me. I'm still too cared about things in this life, and things bother me, and I rise and fall, and I come and go, and I want that steadfast spirit of faith. So may the Lord guide us tonight and strengthen us and fill us with His Spirit to fulfill this word. If anyone would like prayer, you'd like to spend time at the altar with the Lord, as others are, please feel free to slip out from where you are and come down to the altar, and people will pray with you, encourage you, lift you up. But let's close out tonight with a song of praise and offering of our lives to the Lord. God bless you. In the name of our Lord, amen.